SRN News, Amit Thomason. Billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman has become the first private citizen to walk in space. It is a SpaceX project unfolding high above us this morning. Talk about walking into the lion's den. Conservative commentators say that's exactly what former President Trump did this week when he debated Kamala Harris.
Political writer Ben Domenech says
this was absolutely a heinous performance on the part of ABC.
He tells the Salem Radio Network ABC moderator David Muir was virtually running point for Kamala Harris.
Pivoting at every moment from saying that what the former president said is wrong, and now Vice President Harris, what do you think about that? And that just repeatedly happened.
Domenech says the debate was so unfair it may have put an end to Americans' willingness to take seriously presidential debates on the major networks. Bob Hagner reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson delays a vote on a spending and election integrity bill.
Johnson included a requirement in the spending bill that people registering to vote must provide proof of citizenship. There are doubts the votes are there to pass. Johnson is not backing down.
The American people demand and deserve that we do everything possible to secure the election.
Democrats like California's Pete Aguilar are calling on Johnson to stop wasting time on a bill that will not become law.
We've seen how this ends. The only way to pass a government funding bill is to pass it on a bipartisan basis.
Former President Donald Trump seemingly encouraged a government shutdown if Republicans in the House and Senate don't get what he called assurances on election security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, while the number of storm-related power outages is falling in Louisiana, in Mississippi, outages are on the rise as Tropical Storm Francine moves in from Louisiana, the storm dumping flooding rains. On Wall Street, Dow futures 70 points higher. This is SRN News. The California school goes all in on Christian filmmaking.
Biola University has begun construction of a state-of-the-art 45,000-square-foot studio facility that was bankrolled in part by Lindsay Snyder Ellingson, owner of In-N-Out Burger. Biola is already a major force teaching future Christian movie makers. It has been called one of the top film schools in America by such publications as Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, even as Christian movies have been surging at the box office. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Delaware has positioned itself to elect the first openly transgender member of Congress in November. State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who's living as a woman, won the Democratic primary for Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives this week. McBride raised almost $3 million in campaign contributions from LGBT organizations around the country. He achieved national recognition at the 2016 Democratic National Convention. This is SRN News. What's in a name? Just ask the folks at Campbell's Soup.
The 155-year-old food maker wants to change its official name to Campbell's Company. CEO Mark Klaus said the name change would better reflect the company's broader range of products. That includes Pepperidge Farms baked goods, Prego sauces, and Kettle potato chips. Shareholders will let the company know in November whether they are warm or cold to the name change. That's when they vote at the annual meeting. Other food companies have shortened their names. Dunkin' Donuts is now just Dunkin'. Kentucky Fried Chicken is now just KFC. Damian Troisi, New York.
Georgia State House Speaker says next year lawmakers will consider new policies after the school shooting that killed four high school people in a high school in Winder, Georgia. The changes could include increased student access to mental health care, encouraging people to store guns safely, and information sharing among schools, police, and health professionals. More details, SRNnews.com.